Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The TV evangelist Jim Baker is not only a false teacher. Some claim that he is also a criminal. That's the headline. David James comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Today's topic because of claims made on the Jim Baker television program. Talk to us about that, David.
Well, you're right, Jimmy, and whether it could be causing these kinds of problems with this worldwide panic or not, that's kind of a different question, but we can't deny the fact that it is affecting both of our ministries. I know it's already affecting trips to Israel for you, and I was scheduled to teach in Ukraine in a couple of weeks, but it looks like that trip won't happen. And to your question, now we're seeing criminals adding to the problem, and I use that term intentionally. We're seeing criminals like Jim Baker and others taking advantage of this crisis to line their pockets by scamming, hurting, frightened, and unfortunately some gullible people. As far as I can tell, Right Wing Watch, which is a radical leftist website, first broke the story about Jim Baker using a guest to hawk a supposed cure for the coronavirus, and then that story was picked up by other media outlets. And we can get into some more of the details in a few minutes, but the bottom line is this, that the New York State Attorney General issued a warning to Baker, and that was followed by a cease and desist order by both the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission to immediately cease making all such claims. And now the Attorney General of Missouri, where Baker's organization is located, that Attorney General's office has announced that they have filed a lawsuit against Jim Baker and Morningside Church Productions Incorporated for misrepresentations about the effectiveness of a product called Silver Solution as a treatment for COVID-19.
David James explaining the headline today with his report of possible criminal activity by the TV evangelist Jim Baker. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave's report is alarming. A report on a TV evangelist who has already served jail time for criminal activity. That's not to say that Baker is guilty. The states of New York and Missouri will determine his guilt or innocence. We do know, however, that he is a false prophet, as described by Jesus Christ in his Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, and the Lord's Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7. Jesus gave a warning of false prophets and false teachers, and even false Christ in the last days. As we see the time of the rapture quickly approaching, we see more and more false teaching. Allow God's word to approve all biblical teachers in these, the last days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...